This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
And our final guest is Hazel Manktalo. Did I pronounce that correctly, Hazel?
Yes, you did. It's Manktalo.
Welcome to the show. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about your career background? What's brought you to where you are now?
I've always done family law, divorce law. I studied law at university, and I have to say that having studied law for 3 years, I thought I would never touch it again. But I just happened to cover a friend who was going away travelling for 4 months, who was working in a local law firm, and 20 years later, I'm still doing it. I think family law is it's a Marmite area of law. You either love it or hate it, and I happen to find an area I really enjoy working in.
So tell us a bit about what sort of things could present to you.
So family law covers any aspect of a relationship breakdown. So a marriage breaking down, parties that have just living together, cohabitees. It deals with the finances, children, any real situation that comes up and needs some sorting out upon the end of a relationship.
And would you say that mediation is the first part, and then if they can't agree on mediation, then that's when it becomes...
Ideally, mediation is the first part, but it's always helpful to go and get some preliminary advice from a lawyer before you go to mediation. It sets you up with the knowledge of what your expectations can be, and then the mediator can work with you from there and help you find a way forward.
Sure. So what would happen in a typical mediation session? How would that proceed?
So I would start by meeting each of the couple individually on their own and let them talk to me one-on-one, explain mediation to them. Before we go into any joint mediation, I've got to know who they are, what they want to come in to do, and also check that mediation will be right, because it is quite an intense session. It's usually about an hour and a half. They'll come in and we will start by setting an agenda. We'll have headlines of what they want to discuss. It may be just very simple. It might say house, it might say pensions, it might say children. It might be more detailed. And from there, we will break it down and take it sections to deal with. I, as a mediator, can't give them advice within the session because I have to be completely impartial, but I can give them legal information, and presenting that in a neutral way where they hear both sides of the couple hear from me, not just from their solicitor, what the law says, because family law is a discretionary area. There's no set formulas as to what will happen. It's about balancing and fairness. So they hear from me, and the techniques we use to move them forward can often get them agreeing their separate futures.
So what I'm fascinated about is, what are the techniques?
The techniques...
I use in my own relationship as well?
Maybe, maybe not. It's firstly, language is very, very much at the forefront of what I do. I have to present things neutrally. I am looking at ways to reframe the way that something is being said so that the other person understands and hears. It is about listening.
So active listening.
Active listening. And then in addition, there's a lot of reality check-in, as we call it. It's about, if one comes in, I want the house, the other person has to go and live with their mother. It's about looking at the fairness of that and what the reality is, or whether the lifestyle that they've had as a couple can be maintained, because on separation, you're going to be living in two separate homes. You've probably got the same income coming in. How can we achieve that? And so there's the reality check-in of that. I have a flip chart behind me at most meetings. That's very powerful, just writing down what's been said, what's been agreed, what's been proposed. And that's another technique. But a lot of it is having a couple there that can still remember why they were in a relationship in the first place, yeah. That they may not want to continue that relationship, but they understand that they perhaps have children and they need to maintain a working relationship going forward. It's not about getting them back together.
But does the mediation sometimes help them get back together?
Very rarely, I have to say. It does happen. It might pause things, but usually by the time they reach me at mediation, the decisions have been made that the relationship's over, unfortunately.
And you mentioned the flip chart. So do you mean it really helps, because sometimes they might just say, well, I never said that. And then you go, well, actually, this is what we agreed. Or
it can
bring you
yes.
back to what you thought about.
Brings back and also highlights the points where there is agreement, where they, as you say, about the active listening. If they've not heard the other person, just slip it in the middle of a rather tense moment. Then I pull it back. I'll put it on the flip chart and it's there. And it's there as a reminder that yes, I do acknowledge she's a good mum, whatever difficulties, or he is a good dad, whatever difficulties we're going through, and we can go back to that.
Because I heard a great saying a few years ago, which is that there's your version of events, there's my version of events, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
And I think
that's so true, isn't it?
It is always.
Because we seem to be adamant that we're right, and they're adamant they're right, but actually you can't all be right.
No, and it's, there's never one reason why a relationship breaks down. We might say somebody had an affair, but then you look at why that affair happened. And we try not to focus on what happened in the past. We are trying to focus on what's going to happen going forward. We can't avoid talking about some of those emotional issues that have arisen. We can't ignore them completely, but it's dealing with them in a safe environment, talking about them, putting them to the side and working forward from there.
Sure. And is it a myth or is it true that a lot of relationships tend to break down or come to light that they're breaking down in January? It's almost like this pressure cooker's been, the lid's been kept on over Christmas because obviously they don't want to upset the children. Then as soon as Christmas is over, it's a free for all and, you know, there's no holds barred kind of thing.
Yes.
Is it true?
Unfortunately, yes, it is. January is often my busy month and but it may just that it feels busier after. December is always a quiet month. People don't want to think about this in the lead up to Christmas. And the new year, the new start, having spent that time together over Christmas, the cracks show. And so we're here. And it's National Family Mediation Week every January. Yes. It'll be the 22nd to the 26th of January this year to highlight mediation, because a lot of people don't know that mediation is there.
It's an option as well.
No, they think my relationship's broken down. I go to a solicitor, we go to court. Actually, court is probably, in most cases, the worst place you can go. It's not the best environment to make
decisions. Does it make it a lot more acrimonious going down that route?
A lot more acrimonious. You lose control. You are the parents of your children, for example. You should be making the decisions, not some judge sitting on a bench that you've never met before, that's probably only had your papers that morning, hasn't got the history, and is having to make a snap decision at the end of not enough time.
Sure.
So yes, parents should be making the decisions, the family should be making the decisions, and we help them to do that.
I mean, in terms of how expensive it is, it's obviously also a lot more expensive to go down the court road than opposed to having the mediation first, isn't it?
It is. So if you went through a set of fully contested court proceedings and you were represented throughout, you are looking in excess of £10,000 per person. Not many people can afford that, and there are ways of looking at reducing that, but that is the Rolls-Royce service. Mediation is usually 3 to 5 sessions of an hour and a half each, with possibly some paperwork after that. You are probably looking at about £1,500 each. So
that's so different.
Difference,
isn't
it? And the time scale as well. So going through court proceedings, 9 to 12 months. Mediation can be slow or as fast as the couple want.
And I didn't realise that most court applications in family law matters cannot be issued within the court without attending an MIAMS meeting, which is a... Do you want to explain what an MIAMS is?
Yes, a MIAMS, as we call it. It's a Mediation Information Assessment Meeting.
Which is what you touched on before.
Yes, that's when I meet with the parties individually. The purpose of that is to explain mediation to them, make sure they've considered all the options, and that if they are going down the court route, it is the last resort, really, and that they have fully explored the other processes. And there's not just mediation out there. There's a process called collaborative law. There's parties negotiating themselves. There's using your solicitors to negotiate voluntarily. There's different ways of dealing with the separation without just ending up in court.
Sure. And you also say that co-mediation by a solicitor who trained as a mediator has been unusual but helpful, as it combines the law aspect with an understanding of the emotional impact on families.
So I undertake I undertake a lot of co-mediation work. So I mediate with another lady who comes from a therapeutic background. We're always told in the mediation world, doesn't matter what your background are, you are a mediator when you're in that room. But my background is the law. So I bring my legal knowledge and the factual side. By co-mediating with somebody from a therapeutic background, she is very good at dealing with the emotional side and understanding any blockages there, moving past that. And lawyers, we are trained to mediate on our own. Therapists are trained to mediate together. So it's quite unusual to get a lawyer co-mediating. But I've found the balance in the room and what it brings to the room, having the two of us working with a couple, is such a better service than me doing it on my own. And I think the lady, Judith McDonald Lawson, that I co-mediate with, she feels very much the same way. I can bring the legal side. We offer more that way.
And I do like that your website is very transparent when it comes to prices, because often you can look at some people's website and not know how much it's going to cost you until you phoned up. But in your case, it does actually state very, very clearly what the services are and what they cost. So can you tell us a bit about some of the services? I know you touched a bit on the price before about it costing about $1,500, but if you could break it down a little bit.
So I charge for the individual meetings £100 plus VAT, so it's £120 for each of the couple. And mediation session is £230 plus VAT per hour, but it's an hour and a half session. So for each half of the couple, if we last exactly the hour and a half, it's with the VAT, it's £207 each. You start putting that into five sessions, usually that's the maximum. That's just over £1,000 for that. Plus, there may be some paperwork. Oh, there should be some paperwork at the end that I would draw up that would be another hour or two's worth of work. So that's where the figures come from.
So with Family Mediation Week, it's obviously trying to highlight the fact that mediation is a viable option for them. But how is that message getting put out there? Is it through advertising? Is it on the radio? Is it, how do we know?
So it's run by, or it was started by the Family Mediation Association, and they are a sort of umbrella body for some mediators. And the idea is that we use social media. Us mediators are out there trying to promote mediation and making people more aware of it. We are reaching the public consciousness now, mediation, because of these MIAMs. The government has recognised that they want people going to mediation. They don't want you in court. It's too expensive for us to be, for them to have you in court. So mediation is a better option. And legal aid is still available for mediation, one of the few family services where legal aid is still available. So it's very much encouraged by the government, and we just promote it in any way we can.
That's interesting what you mentioned about legal aid, because probably a lot of people assume, because it's been taken away from the other aspects of law, that for that it doesn't apply for that as well. So I bet people are pleasantly surprised when they hear that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Unfortunately, finding a provider that offers legal aid is your next problem. Right. But yes, it is there, and it's an encouragement to go down that route, that you may be financially able to afford mediation.
Yeah, that's great. So obviously you've got your website. How do you promote what you do other than that? Do you go to networking meetings? I know it's word of mouth as well, obviously.
Yes, word of mouth is most of my work, and I will get referrals from a lot of local solicitors that I know. But I do a lot of networking as well, a lot of mainly women's groups, actually, probably because of the time of the day. I have two young children. Networking events seem to run for women in the middle of the day. But yes, a lot of networking, word of mouth, some social media.
Sure. And can you tell a bit, without mentioning any names obviously, some of the cases or some of the problems that people come to you with? I mean, some might be slightly out of the norm or as the norm, but you know, tell us a bit about some of the things that come to you.
There's very, very different things. You never know what's going to be the straw that breaks the camel back, I suppose. But I've had couples arguing about who would get to keep the Father Christmas suit that was in the family.
That's a very valid comment.
It was,
actually.
Yes. I've had an entire agreement breakdown over the some ornaments. I think the Swarovski crystal ornaments. We'd managed to sort out the house, the pensions, but not the ornaments. We nearly had another agreement at court breakdown over the reclaimed bricks. Again, it was probably, we were rising into £1 million worth of assets that they could sort out, but who was going to keep these bricks was quite a difficulty. But this is all at court, these problems have arisen. Whereas in mediation, we would actually take the time to work through it, whereas a judge doesn't want to hear about that. And they are very important to some of these people at the time.
Yeah, of course. I mean, do families ever argue about who's going to keep the children from the point of view of them saying, I don't want them, you're going to have them?
It can be controversial. Why should I always do this? Why should I always do that pickup? And I had a mediation today where there was a feeling around the room that nobody wanted to do the swimming lessons. It was always felt that that's the tiresome one to do.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, sadly, Hazel, we've reached the end of our interview. It's gone really quickly. Is there any advice you can give listeners out there that are thinking about going to mediation, maybe a bit scared, trying to put it off? Because sometimes I think if you put things off too long, then it becomes even more serious. What would you say to them?
I think anybody that's having doubts about mediation, talk to the mediator. If you find that you can speak to the mediator directly, a 10-15 minute phone call may reassure you about what the process is, because it is daunting going into a room with a stranger, with your ex-partner, knowing all those emotions are there, that you've got to talk about the most important things in your life. But speaking to that mediator first will probably give you some reassurance about whether this is right for you.
Brilliant. Very wise words. And do you have a website?
I do. It's choicefamilymediation.co.uk.
And your email address?
It's hazel@choicefamilymediation.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that was Hazel. Hazel Manktalo from choicefamilymediation.co.uk.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.